Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 11, Clay Thompson!
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Franco Finn just absolutely bringing it. I wonder what when does Franco decide whether to go with a Clay Thompson? Because sometimes he'll go with the Clay Thompson.
Yeah. He's special.
We'll see what he does. Well, he probably won't do it tonight.
We got action out here, Stein. He is early.
Yeah.
Calm before the storm.
Let me ask you, if I ask Warrior fans this question, what's your favorite thing about Clay Thompson? Not your favorite moment. He had 60 in a game. He had 37 in a quarter. He had a great game six against. You know what? I was thinking about this. The thing that I like most about Clay Thompson is he was a true gym rat.
Oh, wow.
He's a gym rat. He's a guy. I talk about this a lot, and people probably get sick of me saying it, but I feel like there's a lot of players who play college basketball who get drafted into the NBA, and they're NBA players. But Clay Thompson gets drafted and just goes to work and lives in the gym, loves playing pickup, loves playing basketball. Very similar to Durant, as far as I'm concerned, in that way. Just
I like
Clay
that.
Thompson would rather play basketball than do just about anything else. That's the one thing about Clay that I always just really, really admired.
Man, I like that. How can you not? And that's a hell of a compliment to him. Mine is what I kind of stated earlier, Steiny, and I don't know if he had this part or mechanism of his personality before he was in the league. He don't give a damn. And he beats to his own drum. And you take it or leave it, and that's who he was, that's who he's been, and who he's been, and who he is. And I love that. And I think right now, that's why I kind of, he didn't need me to defend him, but I don't know what Warrior fans or Warrior fan expect from him when you know, if you know him, you know that he's dealing with a lot coming back here, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Clay Thompson and the Mavericks in town November 12th. That was a date that was circled during the offseason. And, let's not forget, it's part of the Emirates Cup. Let's go to Sarah in Fremont.
Hey.
What's up, Sarah? How are you?
Hello. I'm doing good, thank you.
Good.
Called in basically because I think I offer a different perspective. I only started watching basketball during the bubble. I didn't see like a lot of Clay's best moments. And I'm also not a Warriors fan, but I do live in the Bay. So definitely that outside perspective. And it really left a sour taste in my mouth how he left, how he handled leaving the franchise, like how he deleted some Instagram posts. And that's how everyone figured out. And I'm going to be very interested to see how he reacts to coming back to the Bay because of that. Because I just don't think it was handled the best from his part, for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, Sarah. And
she's not by herself.
There are a lot of people that, like, the way I look at it is, I just think that's small potatoes. I mean, look, we think about all we've seen with the 49ers players in the offseason, whether it's Ayuk and whether it was Deebo Samuel years back. To me, that'll barely be a footnote when it's all said and done about how it ended here for Clay. I just don't think, I mean, I get it, it's raw now, but I think it's something that'll go away in time.
You know what, speaking of which, now you got me thinking just about this, you know, his contract situation was a rat on the table. And it's just amazing how much of the team, everybody included, Stoddy, those plane rides, practice, the games, where they were walking on eggshells thinking about when you got to this juncture, you know, when you got to not the game that night, not saying they weren't focused, but let's be honest, Donnie, that room had to be thick of like cloudiness of his future and how happy he was. And they're trying to pay respect to him because he's a, you know, he's an all-timer. So I can totally understand now that, you know, he's in a different place and the Warriors are in a different place where the air is just a bit fresher. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Al in Milpitas. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Goob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say, Clay, to me, first off, is the most down-to-earth basketball player, a professional athlete that I've ever got to meet. The only story I want to tell is that it was 2021. I turned 50 years old, January, I think it was the 3rd, out in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Clay is warming up. He's doing his routine, pregame routine. He's not playing because of the injury. So he's going through his workout. We're sitting courtside. We got there early for the workout. He goes through it all, and we're yelling at him, Clay, we love you, we're from the Bay Area, blah, blah, blah. When he gets done with his workout, he goes over to a little kid sitting sideline, grabs it, takes off his shoe, finds it, gives it to the little kid. We're yelling, Clay, we love you. He grabs the basketball, finds it, throws it to me. So I end up getting autographed Clay Thompson basketball that night on my birthday weekend in New Orleans. I got my number 11 jersey on. Unfortunately, I only buy a 10 game package and I didn't get tonight's game. I just came in February. But Clay, I love you. Thank you for all the memories. I there's nothing more I can say.
Appreciate the call.
No doubt. You said it all.
Yeah, appreciate the call. 888-957-9570. Steiny with Guru outside Chase Center at Thrive City. And the Mavericks are in town to take on the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson makes his return to the Bay Area tonight. And should be an emotional night. It should be a fun night. And should be a rousing ovation, I got to believe, for Klay Thompson tonight at Chase Center. Wilton Dibbs had Steve Kerr on yesterday for his weekly segment, and Evan, I would like to play from the top here, FJ02. This is Steve Kerr talking about Clay's fit in Dallas.
Oh man, he's a great fit. I mean, he gets to play next to two of the great shot creators on earth. There's a reason they went after him. I mean, they, you know, they knew he would fit perfectly next to those guys. And you know, I was watching their game against Phoenix today, and you know, you just see how many openings he has as a result of playing next to those guys and also having lob threats. You remember how well he played with Trace you know, last year, coming off pin downs, and what a good passer Clay was. You know, hitting Trace for easy buckets of the rim. So, you know, Dallas can use him a lot of different ways, but he's definitely a great fit.
That was Steve Kerr on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And what do you think of this stat?
Give it to me.
Clay's 14 for his last 49 from three-point range. He got off to a pretty good start after three games, but the last seven have not been very good.
I'll tell you what.
That's 28.5%.
Yeah, I'll say this to that. It's early, but I expect Dallas to be a, you know, a problem, a factor. Just wake me up in April, and then we'll see where that. But that 14 for 49, not good. And I'll tell you what, when it's go time, and like Steve Kerr said, Steiny, I can't think of another locale or another team that would be a perfect fit for the one he's on with Dallas, with two dudes that can create their own shot and getting doubled all the time. So That's all mental. Like, he'll fix that. But, yeah, that's not good.
888-957-9570 is the number. We are talking about Klay Thompson, who's coming back to the Bay tonight.
Klay!
And the Warriors take on the Dallas Mavericks right here at Shea Center. Guru and I will be here till 2 o'clock. Then we will be joined by Willard and Dibs. They'll take you right up to tip off. They'll be here till 6 o'clock. And then you can hear all the action on 95.7 the game. Let's go to West Oakland Holloway. What's up, West Oak? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. How y'all feeling today?
Doing well.
So listen, I think Steiny said this. Steiny, you hit this on a point when you was talking about you was comparing Klay and Durant in a basketball kind of way.
Yeah.
Because I remember when they was interviewing Durant one time and they was asking him to name his favorite teammates, and he specifically said Klay. He said Klay got that dog in him. He's just a baller. He loves the ball off the court. That's what they do. They live and breathe basketball.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that I wanted to say about, you know, you had a caller calling. I mean, not a caller, but somebody text was talking about get over it, Klay, your story like everybody else. It's not like everybody else.
Klay
won 4 chips. Everybody else didn't. And for him to come into that organization, I still think the unfollowing, I think a lot of that had to do with the way he was treated with the contract. They didn't do Draymond like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was there longer than Draymond, and he contributed just as much as Draymond. So what did they say? Well, Klay, he losing. He losing. That's the same thing I'm saying about Draymond right now. But you still signed him. So I think things could have been done a little bit better. But I don't knock Klay for what he did, man. I don't.
Yeah.
He's been somewhere for so long.
Yeah.
And they put somebody else in front of you, man. You're going to feel some type of way. But
no doubt, man.
Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Yeah, good stuff, West Oakland. Appreciate it. No, I'm
That's natural and human to – and I'm sure he loves Draymond. But, Stoney, I mean, that had to be a slap in the face. Like, oh, 4? Oh, wow. Okay. Whatever. Oh,
yeah.
That's hard, man. Come on.
I mean, I said this a bunch last year, and I just kind of wonder how Warrior fans feel about it. You know, it's over the course of 8-10 years.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The hope was always that these 3 guys might be able to retire together, but that was always going to be a long shot because it is a long shot in the NBA. And if you ask me how I feel about, you know, Klay leaving, I do think it just kind of stinks that it ended up being him who was the first one to leave. And I get it. The reason he was the first guy to leave is probably because of extenuating circumstances that were beyond everybody's control. But, you know, that's the one thing that, I don't know.
I get it.
I probably would have wanted to see Draymond leave first. If somebody had to go, you know, I kind of felt like Klay probably deserved to stay, and Draymond maybe didn't deserve to stay based on the last couple years. But that's just a personal, personal thing.
No, and it's a human feeling. I understand it, but let's just take it a step further. So, can you understand now that it happened to where his tenure here came to a conclusion? He's with another team. That he's not all gung ho, or what some Warrior fans think he should be saying about coming back.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see. I think the most important thing is kind of how Clay's acting, not acting, but how he reacts tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they lost a 2-point game at Denver, and then they're asking him about Golden State, and just naturally he's going to say, well, you know, I haven't really thought about it, because maybe he hasn't really thought about it. To me, it's all about how he responds tonight, and, you know, whether or not you can see that he appreciates the standing ovation that he's almost sure to get. Real quick, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I really mean this. I think I'm more excited about
what's going to transpire more than the actual game.
Can you hear
game.
Us, Evan?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got
so,
you.
As excited as I am sitting here with you and Tim and everybody, I do wonder, this is just me, is he going to grab the mic? Like, I got you. Like, if we had to set odds, I understand it, you know, people would be like, "Goo, you're crazy." But, man, if he could just somehow grab the mic and address the fan base, that would be sick.
Well, what would he say?
I love you. Thanks for all the memories. And, you know, and you get short and sweet. But just the fact that, like, would Khaled call us tomorrow? And Khaled said nothing bad, but he stated his stance right now, and he's not feeling Clay's energy or what he deems Clay's energy. But if Clay were to grab the mic tonight and just address the crowd, oh, my gosh.
Let's go to Ant in San Francisco. What's going on, Ant? How you doing, man? No, Ant. How about T.I.? T.I. in Oakland? Uh-oh. What's up, T.I.? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Man,
hey,
well, man.
What's going on?
Hey.
Well, I'm going to have to give you Bay Area love. First of all, I'm going to keep it a buck, dude. If this is like a divorce, I wouldn't hate on my ex-wife. I still got love for our past and for our memories, but I done moved on with my new wife.
I hear you.
You know, got a lot of love for Clay. Want him to do well, but I'm a Warriors fan, period. I think it can kind of be related to how Durant left. You know, Durant said it out of his mouth. This is Steph's team. It'll never be my team.
Mm.
So, you know, it is what it is. Either you can win with me or watch me win. That's how I feel.
Wow. Appreciate the call.
Valid. I get it, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson, he's coming back tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be in a Dallas Maverick uniform. And
I think they've already had the shoot-around, huh? I'm sure.
Probably. Yes, they probably have had the shoot-around. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're coming to the game tonight, I got to believe you're going to You're going to give Klay Thompson a rousing ovation. I can't.
Four rings.
Yeah, I can't.
Four titles.
I can't imagine anybody not being gung-ho about their reception for Klay Thompson. Let's go to Sparky. Sparky's in Alameda. What's up, Sparky? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? And thank you one more time. Okay. I think it's very particular to know that these guys outside the court, they are friends. But tonight, they're going to be boys playing some street ball again. And I want to see Clay showing his good because, you know, I want to see him going one-on-one with Steph and see, you know, a little guard, a little street ball with them. It will be fun.
Yeah, but it's not the All-Star game, you know. But
little game within a game.
Yeah, maybe. It's not the All-Star game.
We just like the challenge.
That's the guy. That was him. We just like the challenge. Yeah, that was him, Starty. Are you cold?
I'm freezing.
Dude,
I'm freezing.
So you
right
can
now.
Go deer hunting with us. This is beautiful right now.
Let's go to Wesley in Benicia. Hey, Wesley, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Man, this is...
Oh, you there?
Hello?
We lost
me.
You
sound like,
go ahead.
Fire.
Oh, yeah, this is so hard right now. I feel like I love Clay and the circumstances. I think it's also his personality. He's such a stoic kind of guy, which kind of rubs people the wrong way. He has that quiet confidence about him. So when he left without much emotion, attached to it. It just it's hard to really feel like he really loves that shit. But I'm sure he loves the Bay for sure. And you know, when he gets up on the court, gives him a ball, it's so hard to keep these three superstars. And just to piggyback on what you're talking about with Dre going first, I think that like you can see the reasoning behind why Dre stayed and the circumstances behind that, because you know Dre is the facilitator versus Clay. He's on the tail end and he's a shooter and a defender. That's just, you can even just see with the initial 10 games of the season where he'll have his amazing game, but then he just kind of peters out and just disappears. And right now it's that everyone is where they're supposed to be. Clay is in a new spot. Hopefully he's going to catch on fire this year, not tonight, but maybe this year. But and the Warriors are where they're at. They're not like the Giants where they're, you know, they're trying to hold on to as much as they can and not growing as a team.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, Wesley. Yeah, I think tonight's going to be – tonight's easy if you're a Warrior fan. You give Klay Thompson a standing ovation. You watch the video board because they probably have a nice tribute to him. And then the game starts and you root for the Golden State Warriors. It's pretty simple.
Snotty, there was a stat, and this is the difference between you and I. Since the merger, I believe there's only six other guys that have won four titles with one team and gone to a new locale. I had it written down and don't have it. Do you know the other five?
I can't believe you're doing this to me right now.
No, I knew that was up your alley, but I was rushing. I think I wrote it down. Okay, I got it. See if you can get it.
Well, let's...
Here we go, Evan.
No music till we know he's got the question right.
Oh, I got it right.
Remember last time.
Hey, I got...
Okay, give me the question.
Say not a clue. Okay, only six other players have won four titles with one team and gone elsewhere since the merger. And I have them right here.
Jordan.
Yeah, good job.
Shaq.
No Shaq.
Oh, he only won three with the Lakers. Yeah. Oh, let's go.
This is
Tony
great.
Parker.
You got him, Parker.
Okay. Let's go.
There's some out here. I don't know.
Andre Iguodala.
You got him. That's three.
Okay, let's go. Four titles. Let's go.
Wow, man. I feel like you can get these.
I got it.
Scottie Pippen?
Yeah. Did you hear Evan?
I did hear
All right,
Evan.
Two more.
Probably one of those Lakers guys from the
Kurt
80s.
Rambis.
Okay.
And there's one more Laker.
Couldn't have been worse.
Went to Utah. Came right back. Left-handed.
Derek Fisher?
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in 5 minutes, we are going to replay the Bob Myers interview. We talked to Bob right off the top of the show. He was great. Former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Also on the other side, you get your shot to win a Klay Thompson jersey. That's going to be at during the 12 o'clock hour, so you're not going to want to go anywhere for your chance to win a Klay Thompson jersey. Let's slide in Big Smoothie.
Our guy.
Big Smoothie in Oakland. What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Yes, sir. Listen, man, what I don't like about this is we're kind of coming with this preconceived way that he has to respond. Is he got to take the money? Listen, he's coming. It's a lot of emotions. Maybe Klay is saying, I'm not even thinking about this until my career is over. I'm still trying to win a chip.
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, we applaud him, standing ovation, and then that's it. It's over. We got to go on, man.
Hey.
Does it matter? He left. I think
Smoothie.
It was the best thing for
I'm with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Just keep going. I'm with you.
It was the best. It was the best for both organizations. Listen, I don't like. I didn't like Grumpy Klay. I didn't like it. It wasn't him. I didn't like it. I like the Klay that he feels he's free. He's happy. He's going to average about 12 a game. He wouldn't have liked that here. We would not have what we have right now if we didn't do this 6-team trade. thank you, NBA, for the possibilities of doing a six-team trade. He might not cry. He may listen. How do you get back at your ex-girlfriend when she moves out?
You live a life. You live your best life, Austin. Thanks, Big Smoothie.
Yeah,
Big Smoothie. Thanks for the call.
They don't like grumpy Clays, Donnie.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.